This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The name of Allah Al-Muhsin, the doer of good. This name doesn't appear in the Quran. It appears in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he says, "Inna Allaha muhsinun yuhibbul ihsan." That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is muhsin. He's a doer of good, of excellence, and he loves goodness, he loves excellence. Excellence is a constant attribute of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one that he's prescribed over everyone and everything. The famous hadith of Muslim, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Inna Allaha kataba al-ihsana ala kulli shay." Allah has prescribed excellence over everything. So if you kill, then kill well. And if you slaughter, then slaughter well. And let one of you sharpen his blade and bring relief to his animal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that excellence is to be done in everything, even in the things that people normally wouldn't care to be excellent in. In the execution of a criminal, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, be excellent, be merciful, be good. And even in the slaughtering of an animal, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, bring the least amount of pain and terror to the animal. That the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, sharpen your blade and don't slaughter it with a dull blade. Don't bring any pain more than necessary to the animal. Be excellent in everything that you do. Be considerate in everything that you do. When you think of ihsan, there are two general meanings. The first is goodness that is being shown to others. And that's why this name translates at times to the doer of good, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows goodness to others. And that's the meaning in the verse where Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدُو. He says, and Allah was good to me, أَحْسَنَ, when he took me out of prison and he brought you, his family, brought you out of the desert. And the second is in doing something well, doing something with itqan, with excellence. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Allah says, the one who perfected everything which he created. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created everything perfectly. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Allah says, the one who perfected everything which he created. In Surah Al-Sajda. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's goodness to you and me is overwhelming, even in calamities. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, I never experience any calamity except that within it, I experience four blessings. What's the first one? He says that it wasn't in my deen. That's the first blessing. The second one is that it wasn't bigger than it was. Any calamity could have always been bigger. Number three, he says that I'm not stripped of contentment with it. And number four, that I hope to be rewarded for it. So how do I interact with this name Al-Muhsin? Number one is to excel. To excel in my worship. You know, Jibreel asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the famous hadith of Jibreel, he says, what is ihsan? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to worship Allah as if you see him, and if you don't see him, to know that he sees you. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is describing two levels of ihsan here, two levels of excellence. Number one is to worship Allah as if you see him. That's the highest level of excellence, that a person worships Allah as if they see him in the dunya. And those people who worship Allah as if they see him in the dunya will be rewarded with seeing him in the hereafter because of their ihsan. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Allah says, for those who show ihsan, they will have al-husna in Surah Yusuf. What is husna? Husna is jannah. But Allah also says, and more, ziyada. And what is that more? That more is seeing the face of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in jannah. So because they worshipped Allah as if they saw him in the dunya, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will reward them with seeing him in jannah. And you know, this level is something that people experience even till today. You know, I was once approached by a convert. I was giving a lecture about mindfulness in salah. And afterwards, you know, he'd been Muslim for a couple of years, and he came to me and he said, what's wrong with my prayer? I said, what do you mean? He said, you talked about how to overcome distractions in the prayer, and everything you described, I don't experience any of that. When I pray, everything in the world disappears, and it just becomes me and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's like I'm looking at him. I am most alive in the day when I'm in salah. I long for it when I'm outside of it. And I don't even need to set an alarm or anything. He says, my body responds to the time of the salah, I get goosebumps. So he's like, what's wrong with my prayer? I was like, my man, there is nothing wrong with your prayer. Your prayer is the type of prayer that we read about in the narrations of old. There's something wrong with our prayer, and that's the reason why we have to, you know, talk about mindfulness in the salah. But this man was a person who's praying, and he says, I worship Allah. It's like I see him. And this is a relatively new Muslim. And so it's not something that requires years of practice, but it's an access that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives, so I ask him for that access. The second level is to know that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sees you. And you know, anybody who reflects on the worship of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will see that it was the highest level of excellence. So when Aisha radiallahu anha has asked about the Qiyamul Layl of the Prophet, the night prayer of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, there were 11 units, there were 11 rak'ahs, but don't ask about طولهن وحسنهن. Don't ask about how beautiful they were and how long they were. And so she's telling us the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was done with ihsan. And that's something that Aisha radiallahu anha, she learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Aisha, what did her worship look like? You know something really, really beautiful? When she would give charity and she would give coins, she would first perfume the coins. She would put perfume on them and she would say, they fall in the hands of Allah before they fall in the hand of the person receiving them. What a beautiful practice and what a beautiful intentionality when giving. She's very aware of not just what she's doing, but who she's doing it for and thinking of ways to do it better. Charity is something that we all do, but she did it in a beautiful way with excellence. So I have a question for you. What is a beautiful way that you saw someone doing something that we all do? The second manifestation of ihsan is that you show ihsan to the creation, that you show goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, and you already know who are the people who deserve your ihsan the most. You already know this answer. It's your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, and show ihsan to your parents. Show goodness, show excellence to your parents. And then those closest to you, through blood or through residence. And so your neighbors are deserving of your ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let them show ihsan to their neighbors. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Also that you show ihsan in your work, that you do things properly, that you do things perfectly if you can, even if it's small. You know, Ibn al-Qayyim, he says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah loves his names and attributes and he loves for them to be manifested in his creation. Allah is beautiful, he loves beauty. Allah is knowledgeable, he loves the scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, he loves the jawad, he loves the generous. Allah is muhsin, he loves the muhsineen. He loves the people of ihsan, he loves the people of excellence. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah loves that if one of you does something, that they do it well, as al-Bayhaqi reported. Al-Manawi mentions the story of a craftsman, and this person was hired by a client to do some work, but he wasn't paid what he normally would have been paid, and so he kind of cut corners and he didn't do as good as the job as he normally would have. So this man didn't sleep that night, the craftsman, and he went and he redid whatever that project was, and he calls back the client and he says to him, here, take this new one that I made and give me back the old one. And the man was like, okay. But he said, I didn't want to put out my work. I didn't want to put out work that wasn't perfected. Because, and then this is an amazing statement. He says, whenever a craftsman doesn't do something well due to a lack of payment, they're showing ingratitude to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught them. And he said, and perhaps they'll be stripped of that ability. Meaning that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught me and gave me the ability to do something, Allah loves for me to show ihsan. That I don't make what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me something that I squander. And if I do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may take it away from me again. You know, it's unfortunate that when we think of ihsan and work, we think of countries that are famous for their excellence, for their precision, for their amazing quality. And we don't think of Muslim countries at the top of the list when we are supposed to be the people of ihsan. I want you to also know that ihsan is completely irrelevant to a person's social status. It's completely irrelevant to where they are in society. Yusuf alayhi salam twice in the chapter of Yusuf is described with being inna naraka min al-muhsinin. We see you to be of the people of ihsan. The first time he was in prison when the people came to ask him to interpret the dreams. They said, we see you to be of the people of ihsan. Can you interpret this dream for us? And the second time is when he's the Aziz of Egypt and his brothers came to him and they say, we see you to be of the muhsinin. And so Yusuf alayhi salam is a person of ihsan, and it is independent of his surroundings, completely independent of his surroundings. Your ihsan, your excellence, is something that is a part of your internal character, your internal expectations, and it has nothing to do with those who are around you. So can you be one of the muhsineen as a student? Yes. Can you be one of the muhsineen as an employee? Yes. As a boss? Yes. As a kid? Yes. As an adult? Yes. When you're rich? Yes. When you're poor? Absolutely. Just like Yusuf alayhi salam was. So then the last thing that I want to mention is, how do you become one of the muhsineen? Well, number one, always, your greatest resource is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that's reported by Abu Dawud and Nasa'i, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Mu'adh, he says, Mu'adh, don't forget to say after every salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, assist me in remembering you and thanking you and worshipping you with ihsan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people who worship him with ihsan. Allahumma ameen.